Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about the things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
I nailed the intro that time.
You did.
Okay, you went into your voice and now Blaze wants on your lap.
Oh.
Mom.
Yes, Rachel. I'm tired.
How
we flew in late
you?
Last night.
It is Monday morning. It's very early. I don't think we've ever podcasted this early before.
No.
All right. Happy elementary school day.
Oh. Thank a teacher.
Thank a teacher. Also, today is a bigger holiday in America. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Everyone gets a day off. Have a day. Woohoo.
We're working.
Well, yeah. We don't get days off. On the holidays, we work more, Mom.
True. But can you say what a great other day it is today?
Happy Penguin Awareness Day.
Oh, that's a good one. Not the one I was thinking of, but that's a good one.
I know. My mom, she's obsessed with snowmen, but during the holidays, everyone always gave her penguin stuff because her name is Gwen. But man, she's into the snowmen.
I'm into the snowmen.
They're cute.
They are so cute.
And penguins are cute too.
And it's probably because we didn't grow up in snow, so it fascinates me that you can build a snowman.
I've built a mini snowman in snow before.
You girls built one and stuck it on our antenna.
That happened once when we were little. Also, happy birthday to Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, astronaut.
Moon man. I've met him.
You have.
And then Betty White just celebrated her 98th birthday.
That's great.
How is she still kicking?
She's amazing.
She hasn't missed a beat. I feel like she's been 98 for the past 30 years.
Gotta find out her secret.
She got old, but then never got older. And she's just old. She's always just been old for as long as I've known her. Mom, you said you had holidays.
National Cheese Day. Hello.
Oh, gross.
National Cheese Lovers Day.
That's gross.
I love cheese.
Matt kept putting this fake cheese on our sandwiches, and then finally he stopped, and he goes, oh my God, it's so much better without the fake cheese. And I was like, we don't need to put cheese on everything. We've been conditioned, the world has been conditioned to think that we need to put cheese on everything.
We need to put cheese on everything.
You know what one thing we don't need to put cheese on?
Cheese?
No. Well,
cheese on cheese. No, if you mix cheeses, that's good too.
I've never said that. You're the one that said it. Salads.
Oh, you gotta have shredded cheddar cheese.
No. Even when I ate the meats and the cheeses, Colleen and I would go on tour and we would just be like, sick to our stomach because on tour you don't eat healthy. You can't eat healthy. You're on the go. You have to just stop while you're driving or stop in the airports and it's all fast food junk. And we always get to a restaurant and we're like, man, we just need some salad. So we just order a big side salad. And it would always come with just a bunch of cheese on it. We're like, no, we can't. Get it off. We'd always have to specify no cheese. And the waiters would be so confused. They'd be like, wait, you want more cheese? We're like, no, less cheese. They're like, why don't you want cheese, though? It comes with cheese. I'm like, I don't want your cheese. Hold your cheese.
We had some good food on this last trip.
Yeah, you were just on a trip. Where'd you go, Mom?
We went to, I told you, Mississippi and Tennessee. Nashville and
New Orleans.
New Orleans. I always say it wrong. Good food.
Yes, they do. It's not healthy.
I do need a salad today. And there will be cheese on it.
No, that just completely out.
But it's not fried. It's not a fried salad. So it's good.
Oh, that's the difference? That's what makes it healthy, is whether it's fried or not?
No, everything was fried down there, but it was so good.
It's delicious.
So good.
All right. You want to move on to the news?
Sure.
Well, the best news of the entire week was that I was right. Stay or go?
Oh, I know what this is. Go.
You mean stay or go? I said I was right.
Oh,
you want me to
pass or stay? I want to hear it.
Pass or stay. Okay. Two podcasts ago, I said the next thing that's going to be like the cool thing, because it was disposable cameras and it was like annoying. I said it was going to be cassette tapes.
Yeah.
I was in Urban Outfitters. I looked down and saw Taylor Swift's new song or album. I don't know what she has out, as a cassette tape. And I lost it. And then there was a cassette tape player right next to it. And there was a bunch of cassette tapes. And I was like, you hipster Visco girls, you're not hip and original. You're very predictable. And you just repeat whatever we've already done.
Yep.
So cassette tapes are in. Apparently they're trying to be. And I'm going to predict by next year, VHS tapes.
Good. Because I have a lot of those.
Yeah. Don't get rid of your cassette tapes or VHS players. I have so many VeggieTales. It's stuck in my teeth. Oh, VeggieTales? Yes.
Silly songs.
Don't get rid, especially your Disney ones. Don't get rid of those ones.
No.
I'm telling you. Unlike Beanie Babies, these will actually be worth something someday.
Hey, I'm holding out for those Beanie Babies.
Yeah. I don't know why, Mom.
No, actually, I let all the kids play with them.
Yeah.
So they're not.
They're not mint condition no more.
Yeah.
All right. The big thing that shook the internet this week was that Nikki Tutorials, who's a beauty guru,
yes,
blew everyone away when she came out and posted a video saying that she is trans. She said that she was born with male genitalia, but she transformed her body into what she felt she is, mm-hmm, and who she is, and she became Nikki. And didn't ever tell the internet because she felt she didn't need to, and she didn't need to.
Nobody's business.
And it doesn't change anything. And so she was like, I'm not, she's been on YouTube, I think it was 11 years, and never said anything, and who cares? And then apparently someone found out and was going to out her. So she decided, well, if it's going to be out there, I want to be the person that says it. And that just sucks that someone was going to, some evil human being forced her to do it. Not on her time. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. I'm glad that she was able to get it out before them and that she was able to say it the way she wanted to. And so it didn't become like a scandal. It was more of like a, hooray, okay, cool. So that happened. And I saw nothing but support, which was great. I think that, you know, in our internet little world, we're like, okay, we got it together, guys. I did see that she's a makeup person. She works with Too Faced, which is a makeup brand. And the owner of Too Faced fired his sister because she said something transphobic about Nikki. And so he just straight up fired his sister. I was like, yes!
Whoa.
Good for him! So shout out to her. And I'm glad I've seen nothing but support. I'm sure she did get hate. But like, if you loved her before you knew, how is it any different? She's the exact same human. So I don't...
Just trolls.
Just trolls. Yeah, just people that want to start a fight because they're bored. In other news... Someone decided to be annoying and do a study, quote unquote, finding that YouTube was putting ads on videos that were denying climate change. This keeps happening. I don't know. Somebody thinks that they're going to be super cool and be like, let's mess up YouTube and the creators and find something to complain about. And so they get the ad agencies mad because they find that the ads are placed on videos that are negative. So now, can we please stop trying to do this? We get it. YouTube is trying to filter what ads go where, but it's really hard. And some ads ended up
videos, a lot of ads.
Yes, and some ads ended up on some to some climate change denier videos. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen. No one with a brain associates and is like, well, Coca-Cola supports this.
Yeah,
no, we all know it's just ads that play. Like,
random.
No one decides that. So I haven't seen too much of kerfuffle. This person really wanted a big deal.
Kerfuffle. I love when you say kerfuffle.
But I don't know. Someone, I think it was Avaz. So someone did the study and they just wanted another adpocalypse. But mm-hmm, I don't think anything big has happened. And I think it's at this point YouTube's like, we're trying, guys. It's an imperfect world. It's billions of videos. Like, you can't control it all.
Yep.
Instagram announced in December that it's going to start showing false information warning features. So it's going to start when it's a false information picture or video, a thing's going to come up first and be like, this is false information. Do you still want to view it?
How do they know it's false?
They hired. Hold on. What does it say? They
asking you hard hitting questions.
I know. Why? I didn't fact check research anything, Mom. I don't know. They hired a company. They hired a company. That's all I read. But the feature is now labeling. This is the issue with it. Like, before, like, cool. That's great. Like, this is false information. It was not the door. The dog just freaked out because my mom put her drink down. And it sounded like No, you have to show him that you did it. Please.
Oh, a knock?
Yeah, he thought it was a knock. Look it. There you go. Anyway, so first this is cool. It was like, we're going to put it on like things that are false. Yeah. And you're like, cool, thanks for trying, you know? But then they started putting the label warning on digitally manipulated art and labeling it as false information. So people like paint the mountains, they like redo the mountains as like a rainbow.
Right.
And you know, it's really cool digital art. And they're like labeling all this false information, which is annoying, but also they're making it so it can't show on the explore page, which is how a lot of these Instagram art people like get their stuff out. It's like they use the hashtags and they put it on the they get it on the explore page and people can see their art, which is cool. So, and now also as you're like just kind of scrolling through and you see that, you don't want to do a double click to view the picture, even if you're following the person. So you just kind of keep scrolling. So this is really hurting digital artists, which sucks.
That's sad.
And I figured, you know, it doesn't surprise me though, because Instagram's owned by Facebook. Oh, my microphone just fell. Instagram is owned by Facebook and they can't get anything right ever. So that makes sense. Furries save the day.
Who?
Furries.
What's a furry?
You don't know what a furry is?
Is that a little stuffed animal that's furry?
No, that's a Furby.
Oh, close. Furries, I don't know what a furry is.
They're human adults dressed as big stuffed animals. They're dressed as big animals, but they're stuffed. Like, they usually look like the cuddly kind. It's usually, not usually, it is sometimes a fetish that these furries have.
I thought it was just a funny thing like Colleen did and Christopher did. Remember they had that giant teddy bear that they went in?
Hold on. I got to show you a picture of a furry so that you could see, because...
Don't give me that look, Blaze.
Blaze, stop looking at mom. All right. It's these. They're dressed as like giant foxes and they're usually colorful. Okay,
like characters.
Yeah, they're like characters and there's conventions and stuff.
Okay.
So they... unfortunately are usually made fun of because people just don't understand it and people make fun of things they don't understand. These people aren't doing anything wrong. They're just living their lives. Blaze, get off grandma. She's just trying to live her life. Blaze. He's stretching now. Push him
down.
Say, get down, boy. Anyway. So, but furries saved the day.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Okay. So they were near, there was a furry convention. There's often furry conventions.
Okay.
They're so much fun to watch. Not to make fun of, but just it's all fascinating.
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of furries outside the convention, like walking down the street. And all of a sudden they hear this female Uber driver screaming for help. And they look over and a man is in the car beating her, wailing on her. And she's screaming for help, saying, get out, help me, help me, help me. So all of these furries dressed like as huge dinosaurs and foxes in like bright pink costumes, grab the guy, throw him down on the car, beat on him a little bit appropriately, an appropriate amount,
walk
like just to disable him a little bit.
Dinosaur tail.
Yeah. They just, you know, make it so he can't fight back that much more. And then they pin him down and wait for the cops to get there. And the girl, the Uber driver, she ended up being fine. And that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Congratulations. Way to go.
You feel stronger in a costume,
I
guess.
Oh, you do. You really do. And but like they're with their gang, man. They're with their furry friends.
Yeah, they're furry friends.
So shout out to them, saving the day. I loved it. And they, one of them, the video got posted, and then one of them that was one of the furries found it and retweeted it and quote tweeted and gave the context of it so that people couldn't like say something different or like, this furry got mad that I call him a furry or something. So, and he was like, we're all just glad that he didn't have a weapon because that could have ended terribly. Yes. Just kind of giving a warning. Like, we were kind of like hyped up.
They weren't lead lined.
Yeah. So they didn't have their armor on under their furry costumes. Are they called costumes? I hope they're called costumes. I'm not offending anyone. But yeah, so I thought that was really cool.
Would they be called? Uniform? Costume?
I don't know. I just
alter
feel
ego?
Like. They're, I don't know. What is a Superman? I guess it's a costume. What does Superman call his gear? Like his.
His cape.
His
leotard. I don't know what they're called.
I feel like there's a cooler name instead of costume or uniform.
I don't know.
Outfit.
I don't know.
I don't know. All right. Well, I saw that and I thought it was really cool. Something Colleen thinks is really cool. You know those Instagram story things where you can scan your face and they tell you what the blank you are? she's obsessed with them. We talked about them last week. Because she makes everyone around her do them.
Yes.
Well, one of our very talented viewers, Anthony, made one of the Ballingers.
Okay, so now that one's cool.
You can, well, because it's about you.
Not me, our family.
So you can test to see which Ballinger you are. I think there is a soul on the planet that has done it more than Jessica, my sister-in-law, yes, and her kids. Oh my goodness, they did so.
It's like you keep doing it till you get the one
that you want.
Yeah, I guess.
I did it once and I got myself and yeah. I was like, done. I did it. This is, nailed it. This is accurate. So you can see which Ballinger you are. I kind of want to make one just so I can see the process of like, is it completely random? Do you decide how much it lands on one person versus the other or how it decides?
I bet it's random.
I bet it's random too. I kind of try to want to make
because
one.
Because Andrew got Bailey. So that's, and then she switched it over to me and it was still Bailey. So we were both Bailey.
Well, it only does it on one. It has to scan your face. It was done scanning when you switch it to someone else.
Okay.
The scanning's over.
And Flynn got me. I think I got Flynn once.
Well, you guys are connected in the soul. Yeah. But we love seeing who you guys got. You guys have been tweeting it to us a lot and it's cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
The European Union has reconsidered enforcing universal chargers for mobile phones. I'm all for this because you know how if you have an Apple, it's different than an Android, yes, which is maybe different than a Google something. I don't know what the other phones are. So they're saying that the phones should all be one charger. I am for this because apparently it produces 51 tons of waste a year. Y'all.
Wow.
I've been saying this for years. Also, one thing, which is a bigger switch, but I think we should be doing it, is universal outlets. You know how everywhere you travel has a different outlet?
Yeah, Dad just went to Budapest and he had to go. Oh, yeah. No, what do they use? I got to get that kind.
Why do we all have different I don't care. We could switch all of ours. I don't care. Just make it all one. I have to say ours are the most petite.
Petite. They're easier to travel
with. Tiny. But yeah, and so I'm for this. And the only reason that phone companies don't do this already is because it's a money scheme.
They need to be flat.
So you like the Apple ones?
Well, flat against the wall.
Oh, flat against the wall.
You don't have flat against the wall things.
Okay, yeah. The outlet things.
Stick out really. Come on. Yeah. I can't put my dresser against the wall.
Yes.
Wah-wah.
But phone chargers, I think, should be universal. I don't care which one we switch to, but it is annoying that there's so many kinds. And it's because companies like to change it so that people have to buy new chargers, so it makes them money.
And people come over and go, oh, my phone's almost dead. You have a charger? Yeah. What do you have? Apple. Oh.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Yes. And then we'll all be helping each other.
And I think it's like Apple has a patent on theirs. And it's because it's all a money scheme, guys. It's all a freaking money scheme. All right. Cardi B says she wants to go back to school and possibly run for Congress.
That's a singer, right?
She's a rapper, yes.
Okay.
I love her. She's hilarious. She's a little problematic, but I like her music. She's 27, so this is a totally doable goal.
Oh, yeah.
This is a life goal she could do. Apparently, she was really good in school. She was always really good in history, like always got good grades, and she was really smart. She is really smart. She just doesn't act or present herself in the stereotypical smart way, so people don't see it. But everyone from her school said she was always really smart. And she says she doesn't agree with the government. But I feel like most of the younger people don't agree with the government.
So get in there and change it.
And that's what they're doing is they're getting involved and learning so we can change it. Because there's no point in complaining about it if you're not doing anything to change it.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. And then the last thing I saw on the internet this week was that the internet freaked out a little bit during the SAG Awards. Because Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt had a moment with each other. They both won awards. Congratulations to both of them. Mm-hmm. But during both of acceptance speeches, the other one was like totally engaged. Like Brad Pitt was backstage and stopped everything and watched the screen, and they like hugged afterwards. Listen, I believe that the world has made the relationship more complicated than it actually ever was behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm pretty sure he cheated, right?
We don't know that.
We don't know.
We weren't in the room.
I don't. Okay. They broke up.
Yes.
If you're both level-headed, same people, and you broke up because, like, of just emotional differences, mm-hmm. or even a cheating, but, like, if you're level-headed people, when enough time passed, y'all can be friends again. It's really easy to just be like, you know, on good terms.
Yep.
I'm sure that they have been on good terms for quite a while, but the internet and the media just refuse to let them exist. Yeah. And I love how no one's talking about the fact that they won. They're all just talking about the fact that
they looked at each other.
It's like, let's just let them be.
Let's calm down, everybody.
This is a normal human interaction. They are exes, but so much time has passed that I'm sure they've seen each other multiple times and been very cordial to each other all of those times. Like, it's not a big deal. All right, let's move on to the game segment. Woo! All right, we're going to play Mad Gab today.
You ready?
She's ready. She's set. Let's go.
These tarrufed hay fad.
Why are you using a hick accent?
It's the only way I can read it.
Say it normal.
These tarrufed hay fad.
These tarrufed hay fad. These tarrufed hay fad. Say it again.
These tarrufed.
These tarrufed.
Hay fad.
A fad. These tarrufed hay fad. These tarrufed hay fad. Stop laughing at me! She's silent giggling. These tariff hey dad. These tariff. These tariff. Give me a hint.
The
turf.
No.
The turf.
No.
Was sad.
The tariff David.
The tariff David. The tariff. The tariff David.
I heard me say it.
You heard you say it?
I heard.
Well, you heard you say it because you know what the sentence is. The Star of David. I don't know.
The Star of David.
Oh, the Star of David. Dang it.
Yeah.
All right. Go again.
I don't like these.
I don't care. Just do them. There's four on one card.
Mower Hulk Ode.
Mower Hulk Ode.
Mower
Hulk.
Hulk.
Ode. Ode. Molar oak goad. Molar. Molar.
Mower.
Mow. Mower.
Mower.
Mower. Mower.
Mower hulk owned.
I don't know what the words are because you're saying them so weird. You're like. Mower hulk owed. Molar oak goad. Molar. Mower hulk owed.
Yes, I hear it. I hear it. I kind of heard it in there.
Mower-hook-owed.
No.
Mower-hook-owed.
No, now you're adding things that aren't there.
Mower-hook-owed.
No, there's... Oh, it does say Hulk.
Yeah, what'd you think I was saying?
More... There! You got the first word.
Mower... Didn't say anything.
It ends with the L. It's one word till the L.
Mower... 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 Mower...
Yeah.
Moral?
Yes.
Moral code.
Yeah.
God, that was difficult.
Oh my goodness.
This is hard today. I don't have a full meal in me yet.
You caught some long Kyle ashes.
You caught some long Kyle ashes?
Mm-hmm,
You've got some long eyelashes.
Yes.
Hey.
All right.
All right. That was three. I got two of three. Well. That, I'll say one and a half.
I'm going to get zero.
All right. Here we go. Nihonk has.
Nihonk has. Nihonk has.
Nihonk has.
Nihonk has. Binoculars.
Okay. Wow. You can't throw a B in. There's no, that's just not a letter you can just throw in.
Look at the word.
Nihonk has.
Nihonk.
No.
Nihaw.
It's not a donkey. It's not a donkey.
Nihaw has.
Nyonk. No. The first word is up until no K. The first word is right before the K.
Neon. Neon. Cass.
You almost have it.
Neon.
Yes. My God. They just get
neon lights. Neon brights. Neon. What is it?
Neon gas.
I wouldn't get that.
most likely Sue.
Most likely Sue.
Most likely so.
Oh, most so? Likely so.
Sue and so. Okay. Most likely so. Sorry. That was my bad. Ageless.
Okay.
Oh, I need to start putting letters in there. Zoo. Age ales.
Run. Okay, show me the word.
Age ales ale.
So where's the first word in?
This is how I'm doing this.
Angel.
Well, I'll say in my Irish angels? Scottish accent. Age ales ale. Age ales ale. Age ales ale.
Okay, Lee.
A.
Yes.
Okay, that's the first word. A.
Oh, A. Gales ale. Angels. It's not angels.
No, it's not angels because the A is its own entity.
A. Guzzle. Let me see.
Guzzle?
A.
No.
A gal?
No. Don't read it as it's. A. Jills. Ill.
Ages. A. Gel.
No, it's not. Jails.
What is it?
A jail cell.
I wouldn't know a jail cell because I've never been in one.
That doesn't mean you don't know the term.
Oh, I suck at this game.
Okay, one more, then we're done. A sail strip.
A sail strip.
A sails.
A sail slip.
Sail strip.
A sail strip?
You almost have it.
Which part?
The first word is your a sails?
A sails. That's not even a word.
A sail?
A sail blows in the wind.
A sails, and then what's the rest of the freaking word, Mom? A sails
trip.
Yes! A sails trip. That's it.
Oh!
A sails strip is just a sails trip. All right.
Oh, this game is so hard.
We're going to move on to the questions for the day.
Yeah, it's sometimes easier.
It's a shorter podcast. We don't have a sponsor for today. Blaze, stop licking your penis. Blaze, stop it. Thank you. You get them.
Can you say that on air?
We don't have any sponsors for today. I can say what I want. All right. Teddy Tyra asks, can you ask Gwen to explain the wet wipes for Colleen's butt drama in the public restroom?
Oh, my
God. My sister tweeted that she went out to lunch with my mom and she went to the bathroom afterwards. And after a minute, my mom goes into a fully packed girls' restroom, women's restroom that has lots of people in all the stalls and goes, Colleen, do you want a wet wipe for your butt?
Okay. So here's mom the real story.
I figured it was
we're
a little tampered
with. We're out to lunch.
With.
Colleen's been gone a while and we're all like, okay. And I get a text message saying, I'm not feeling well. Diarrhea. Okay. Felin was getting fussy. So I thought, I'll just take a little walk into the bathroom, make sure she's all okay. She said she wasn't feeling well. And so I said, and no one else was in the other two stalls.
Okay, so she exaggerated.
No
for
one
Twitter's
was even in the bathroom.
Humorous benefit. Okay.
And I said, do you want a wet wipe? A butt wet wipe, because, you know, yeah. Butt wet wipes are flushable. She's like,
but they don't
no,
fully
mom.
Decompose.
So
yeah,
I left the bathroom.
All right.
But so there was, I don't no think she knew no one else was in there.
Okay, there it is. So yeah. It wasn't as.
I read that and I'm like, wait a minute.
People like to exaggerate things for the funny benefit.
Yeah.
All right. April wants to know, are you guys going to do anything for your 100th podcast? This is 98. So in two.
Let's have a party.
What kind of party?
I don't know. We should wear hats.
We'll wear hats. And should we decorate balloon? The
room? We should.
All right. Should we have a cake?
I won't be here.
Oh,
wait.
My God.
I'm going to Florida. I think I'll be here.
Hold on. Let me
dates?
See. Yeah, let's check the date. The third. You're not in
oh,
Florida
I'll be
the
here.
Third.
I'll be here because it's Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we'll podcast on the Super Bowl
yeah.
day. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll have a little party?
Let's party.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Katie wants to know what it's a habit you wish you could break. What's a habit you wish you could break? That you have. Mine's slouching. I can't not, I can't have good posture. You have to choose a different one.
No, I will choose a different one.
Okay.
Go. I just got so many.
Oh, just choose one.
I don't know.
What? Okay, then name all of them.
You name one I have that you think I should not do.
I don't know.
Say leggings.
That's your habit? That's your, oh man, she's a terrible human being. The only bad habit she has is says leggings instead of leggings.
I caught one last night.
A habit you'd have?
Yeah, I caught it last night. Leggin. Somebody was saying something to me and I says, oh, I only wear leggings. It was instant like, oh, Rachel, I hear you in my head.
Leggins.
Leggins.
Well, is there a habit? No? You're just perfect?
Oh. No, far from.
You what? Mom, you have to name a bad habit.
Okay. A bad habit.
A bad habit you have.
Spending too much time playing a game on my phone.
That's a perfect habit that you wish you could break. That's great. I have the same issues. So, good job. Emily says Super Bowl picks. So, the teams are already established.
It's 49ers.
The 49ers and the Chiefs.
And the Chiefs.
I'm going to root for Kansas City.
That is my family all lives there.
Yes. And I really like Mahomes. And so I'm going Kansas City.
Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go. I don't like their name as the Chiefs. The whole ritual before, everything kind of seems a little racist.
You know,
inappropriately.
When things are, I kind of have a beef with that, Rachel.
Watch what you say, old one.
Snowflake. Or am I the snowflake?
I'm the snowflake. You're the boomer.
Okay. Boomer. Back in the day when we were ignorant.
And racist.
And things. Well, not me, but some people, yes. things were named.
Yeah, but not in doesn't mean that we need to keep them. Just because it's tradition doesn't mean that it should be kept and correct.
It could
be
the chief of a corporation.
Yes, that's what I said. That's what I said, but the symbol is an arrowhead.
Oh, so they are talking
about... And at the beginning, they do this, like...
Native American.
Native American drum thing, and they all do this, like, Native American, like, hand salute that's very
racist.
Well,
maybe they're happy of their
heritage? It's just a bunch of white people. If it were Native Americans, First Landers doing it, I'd be like, great. But it's not. It's a bunch of, I know, our racist white people. So, not as racist as the Redskins. That's a racist team name.
That one is.
But it's a little, I was like, because I said the same thing to Matt. He was like, you're rooting for the racist team? And I was like, well, it's just the Chiefs. I mean, I said the same thing. That could be any chief. Like, you just say, hey, chief. And then he showed me the pregame rituals, and I was like, oh, never mind. That's a little not good. Anyway, so I just call them Kansas City. I don't like saying Chiefs.
KC, the big KC.
The big KC. Mahomes.
Well, he's the quarterback. There's two Kansas Cities, though.
Kansas.
And Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, they don't specify in the
river
in the
divides
team.
Them.
All right. Then last question. Lucy says, Corey came up with a good question. If you could be on one reality show, which one would it be?
Oh, none of the above.
Really?
I don't like the Mom, fighting that they do.
You don't want to be on 90 Day Fiancé?
Not like
that. No? I would be on Big Brother.
See, I don't like the whispering. I don't like the
backstabbing. I don't like that either.
I don't like the arguing.
But it's better than Survivor.
And the drama.
See, I'm really good at not actually caring about drama, but acting like I care.
Yeah, you are. You do that well.
Because I act like I can, people can tell me things and I act like I care and I say things just
I'm
going
to have to reevaluate all of our conversations now, Rachel.
Because sometimes people just need to feel heard.
True.
And then that dissolves a lot of situations, just feeling heard.
Yes.
All right. So even if I don't care, I still care to the fact that I want them to feel heard, even though I don't really care about the situation. But I don't know any other, really. I guess American Ninja Warrior. That's not really reality. That's a competition show. But they're all a competition show. I don't know.
None.
You just don't like it. All right. I feel like there's several I could be on. I just couldn't do Survivor because I like food.
The Bachelorette.
Oh, I would love to be on The Bachelorette. I would love to be on The Bachelorette.
What's that other one?
Island in Paradise?
Yeah, that one.
That's a good one.
I wouldn't want to be on either
paradise. One. Paradise. I'm knocking best theme song and intro. All right, that's all we have for today. This short podcast, only 35 minutes, but we didn't have any sponsors, and we just kind of pulled this one together because we weren't even sure we were going to do this episode.
That's right.
That is correct.
Late all right. flights, early mornings.
Yep. We hope you all have a good Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And a cheese good day. Cheese day, apparently. And be aware of the penguins. Happy birthday, Buzz Aldrin. Happy belated birthday, Betty White.
And I am going to have cheese on a salad today.
God, all right. Well, are you going to have ranch dressing too?
No, Thousand Island.
Still not healthy. All right. We love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.